All right, Carrie, you brought in a story from the Wall Street Journal about these are the people who are, it was a story about the people who are pulling our groceries at the store and then, you know, getting them ready and then bringing them to our house.
Yes, yes.
And apparently they're throwing their hands up in many cases.
Yes, because everywhere across the country, the shelves are bare. So they're making weird substitutions. For example, somebody got roses instead of the bell pepper they asked for. In another instance, somebody asked for mac and cheese. They got a thermometer.
I can't even understand the mix-up there.
It goes on and on. They're just like, okay, well, whatever. I'm throwing this in then.
You know, one time I ordered 2-ply toilet paper and I got 1-ply. No, it's true. I was on the phone with a manager.
I bet you were.
In a second. All right, 426-5343. We got some people on the phone here. Yes, what did you want to say about this?
Well, I'm actually a personal shopper. I do it part-time, and my wife does it full-time. We do the delivery service where we actually go to the store and pick out your groceries, and then we deliver them to you.
Oh, okay.
And so I think the Wall Street Journal is a little bit exaggerating as far as the substitutions go, because we substitute items kind of like you mentioned earlier, where you would get a text message if the store didn't have a particular item, and we would text you with a picture and say, okay, well, here's what they have, you know, is this an acceptable substitute? And then you let us know if it's not. But the one frustrating thing for us is kind of also what you mentioned, is you said you wanted to take a nap. Well, we get frustrated because we can't get a hold of the customer to get to substitutions, and so here we're sitting there waiting for them to get back with us when we have other orders that we, you know, have to fill after yours. Most customers think that that's the only order we do all day is the one that we're working on for them.
So, absolutely.
You know, and unfortunately for us too, is we only have an hour to get everything shopped for and delivered. That's our delivery window.
Oh, so, no kidding. They give you 1 hour.
Yes.
So what do you want people to know? Just answer the texts when you're ordering grocery delivery to your house, right?
Yes, that, and also the store stock is depleted. So, you know, sometimes they when they text back, it's like they think we're lying, that we can't get it. No, we can't get it because it's not there. I wouldn't tell you that I couldn't get it if it was not on the shelf.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.